A child's past, a tallest pulpit, Cynthia Farmer's
Hall. Hallelujah!
How about what, come on?
That means they hit it.
No, by what?
They hit it. They hit the song.
They what, like they.
So you're saying when you first came?
No, I mean, it felt like, kind of like, all of a sudden, kind of like, dead?
What do you mean?
I mean, kind of like...
Good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is. I hope you're having a good Friday. This week, something a little bit different. I bring you a conversation with myself and my mum, Mumsy, mother. And it's basically about her experience of coming to the UK and the difference really between praise and worship in the UK and in South Africa, or more specifically Lesotho, where she's from, or where we're from. We hope you enjoy. We hope you find the conversation interesting at the very least, and hopefully there's something to be drawn from it. Hope you enjoy. P.S. This was recorded on a potato of a phone, so forgive me. P.S. I didn't need to say P.S. and I could have just edited this, but you know, hey hum.
You go to church and then there's this there's a lot.
Let me start again. When you were at home, what was the music like? And before you came here, what did you think of music at home?
No, the thing is, because we kind of knew that, like, the Adventist church is a singing church, so to speak. So you didn't expect anything much. And you didn't realize.
Oh, you didn't expect anything less, did you?
Yeah. Okay. Anything much different, to speak. Mm-hmm. So you kind of like thought, oh, no, you know the songs, because the songs are kind of like songs. You know, international.
Yeah.
So you come, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay. Everything's kind of like soft. I'm not sure if it's soft, but not soft positively, but it's too...
Go on, use any word that you want to use. I don't want to put any words in your mouth, which is I'm not using.
Kind of like
offering words.
Almost dead, so to speak.
Dead. What do you mean? Why?
Dead. Because there's no singing with power. You just see that the people are there, and then, okay, maybe one thing is this one. Okay, that stood out maybe first of all was the fact that everyone was singing soprano, sort of.
Oh.
Okay. Men, women, everybody singing soprano.
Everyone singing the same part.
Yeah,
everyone singing the melody.
Yeah. Everyone singing the same part. If you sing anything, like you sing alto.
Yeah.
It's like you're out of tune because there's no one else singing alto.
Yeah.
There's no alto. No tenor.
No bass.
Oh. And I thought, because...
Yeah.
Just the look of the congregation tells you that there's going to be, you know,
every voice
coming out.
Yeah.
But... everybody singing one part, that was like a killer.
Yeah.
For me, that was a killer. I was like, you don't know what to say, you don't know how to sing, because you can't fit in. Because this is tuned to suit
it's
everybody.
Tuned
to suit everybody who sing, every men and women.
Yeah. Mercy.
I was like, okay. And then now come after that, you're like, okay. The singing is there, but it's not appealing to the soul. It's not touching you. You don't feel like you've sung. You've gone to church, you come back the same.
Uh-huh.
If not worse.
So like, earlier we were talking about something called stata. Which, what does it mean or stands for? It's separate letters, so it's...
Yes. It's Seventh-day Adventist Student Association.
So, say that again.
Seventh-day Adventist Student Association.
So stata.
That's stata.
Okay, stata.
So it's kind of like all the students, like from universities and tertiary, basically. I think secondary
tertiary
school,
education.
Yeah, tertiary education.
Mm.
And some young adults as well do go there.
Okay.
But because
what do they
it's
go
so
for?
Lovely.
What do they
even
go?
Not just the young adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even older, everyone goes.
Yeah, even older adults go because they feel young at heart.
Yeah.
When you come back, it's like it's more than a camp meeting, basically.
Right.
For young people though.
Right.
And there's a lot of vibrancy, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vibrancy. When I mean vibrancy, when people sing, they sing from their hearts.
So dad is in the shed now. He was here earlier. And
yeah.
he was saying when he was younger and going to boarding school.
Yeah.
They would, people wouldn't want to miss.
You wouldn't want to miss a Friday, like he called it Sabbath opening or.
Yeah, he called it top 10.
Oh yeah, top 10 kind of music. Yeah. Yes.
That's similar to that or not or.
Right, I think what Dad was talking about, it's more or less similar to Adventist boarding schools, because I worked in an Adventist boarding school, right? Okay. So we didn't call them top 10.
Mm.
But you knew that every time there is Vesper or service, evening or whatever, those songs will be sung.
Yeah.
And those are the best ever songs, right? Yeah. And they'll be repeated because they just like everyone sings with, you kind of don't even look in the hymn book. You know them by heart. Yeah.
With passion.
With passion.
Yeah.
And with students, right?
And when you say students, tell me the age range.
The age range, I would say that's secondary school kind of students from year 7, I would say from here, from year 7 to year, what?
To 16-ish.
Yeah, to 16-ish, so to speak, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the age.
But they sing.
And they're, okay, that's what I find crazy. Because
they sing. And it's not like all of them Adventist, right? No, it's an Adventist school.
Yeah.
Some of them come, they don't know the songs.
Yeah.
But before long, they enjoy music more than anybody else. And they know the songs as well. And they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's lovely.
So, okay. So, and you know what? I have memories of, so I came here when I was probably turning 9, just about to turn 9. So I had memory of music from there. But it was so far in the back of my head that only when I went back in 2014 my goodness.
It's nothing that you've never heard. You've ever heard.
No, and okay, I'm gonna sort of say what the experience was. So we went to two churches on two different Sabbaths. One was where I grew up in Mapote.
Yeah.
And so there, it's like the hospital compound. There's a school of nursing.
Yeah.
And there's a hospital there, an Adventist hospital and an Adventist school of nursing.
Yeah.
So the students, nursing students who go there, everyone staff, who works for the hospital, maintenance, nursing staff, doctors, accountants, anyone you can think of who's working at the hospital goes to that church in Mapote.
Yeah.
And then there's also the church in Maseru, which we went to. But there's several churches in Maseru, but we went to...
Capital. We went to the main church.
The main church, which is called.
Yeah, it's called Maseru Central. It's Maseru Central, yeah.
Maseru Central Church.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we went... Oh, so, you used to work at the hospital.
Yeah.
Dad used to work at the secondary school.
Yeah, Maseru Central.
And so, we went to both of those churches. And the first week we went to
Maluti Church.
And that was something. That was, I mean, it was a blessing.
Yeah, it was lovely.
There was a lady who sung a solo and I don't remember who she was, and I don't remember what the solo was, but she sang a solo and it was brilliant. But anyway, then we went to Maseru Church.
Yes.
And they sang a song, no instruments, a cappella.
Yeah.
The whole service.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe was it the same in Maluti? Maybe it was the same. I don't remember. At Maluti, they might have had a pianist.
Yeah, in Maluti, they have a pianist.
They always have a pianist. At Maseru, there was no pianist.
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine from childhood who played the guitar. I remember him playing an item for Matt.
Okay.
Booty. I can't remember what the item was, but they played an item. He plays guitar and I think he plays piano as well. Mm. So, but the service was in a cappella.
Yeah.
And when I say they sang.
In fact, we were a bit late.
In parts.
Yeah. Because as we were parking, I thought to myself, if we miss this opportunity, that's between the two services, our school and the 11 o'clock service.
Yeah.
That's where it's kind of like rich.
Yeah.
Because everyone is there and we're waiting for the preacher. Yeah. So there's nothing like waiting for a preacher and you're
not
singing.
There's no silence. There's not a gap.
A quiet moment.
Yeah.
Whereby people have to go out and it's break time.
That's no break time. Yeah, yeah.
And the break time is the singing time.
Singing.
If you're going to the toilet, you're going to miss out. You go quickly and come back. Because music is just at the top.
It's out of this world.
So as we're coming out of the car.
World.
we felt like, let's go quickly to get in there and enjoy. You kind of enjoy. You sing. You can't help it. You just have to sing.
Yeah, you have.
And people there sing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I have friends. And
the singing, you can see that it's from the heart. You see its expression. Yeah. When you look at their faces.
Yeah.
They're excited to be doing what they're doing. They're happy to sing. Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking.
Why? I wonder why. Because here's the question I have. We live in a country where we have everything, so to speak. I know that it's not like we do, it's not like people don't go through ups and downs, but we have. But even there, to be fair, there they have. I mean, they're professionals. And they have what they have their cars. They have everything. But like, why is it that people sing with passion? They sing. You know what? It's almost like, you know what I think.
Yeah.
They sing. I think that they sing. Because they live the experience of what it is to trust in God.
Yeah.
And so when they sing, they can't help but sing in such a way. They can't help but sing because there's this. They can't help but. You can't. You cannot help but sing.
Music has a lot of meaning, right? Yeah. Because, for instance, in the Lesotho, right?
Yeah.
That everything is a song.
Yeah.
If you go in politics.
There's music.
There's music. Politics, right? Yeah. Because I remember Nana Tebello saying, you know, saying to me, he says, actually, you feel that if you were stressed, the stress is gone when you come from politics. Just singing those songs about politics. So think of it if you're singing a church and you know that this is something for my soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So for everything that we do in Lesotho, there's a song.
Yeah.
There's a song.
For a funeral, there's a song.
A funeral, there's a song, right?
Uh-huh.
And the song...
Wedding, there's a song.
In wedding, there's a song.
Yeah.
Church, there's a song.
Yeah.
And a church, right? There are different songs, as we know how they're arranged, right? And then come baptism.
Oh, mercy. That come I remember.
Baptism. Don't talk about that. Because when we can't say, oh, we are so happy. And then we are so happy in word. No, we are happy in spirit. And when we sing for the...
What's a baptism song?
They're kind of songs like...
Okay, you can sing it so if you want.
Nu Kenya Jordan Kiemi Kila Lela Lisho.
I don't know the words. What number is it?
We will rest in the fair and happy land, just across all the evergreen shore. Sing a song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. So there are several songs, right? That's one of them.
What's
right?
another one?
One of them would be. Ooh, right. I remember that one.
Baptism.
Baptism. I think it's 196 or
196
or something like that.
What number?
Check 196. Ekibona madifane mukoyo tibile Jesu murena buluka.
What song is that? What's the song called? The Cleansing.
Yeah.
The Cleansing.
And I don't know if those mean the words mean
more.
A lot more than in the language. In English. Because you can't help it, but
Ekibona madijale mushoyo tibile Jesu murena buluka usupahla kori Kibona mohusha puma jwale kikena tlansuo Boka murena nantlatswa, uvantlatswa, ewantlatswa. It's so literal.
Yes!
Okay, yeah. The words are very literal in Sesotho.
You like, cannot help it.
In English, it's the it's cleansing cleansy. Stream I yes. see, I see. I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh,
nothing.
Praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me. Yes, in Sesotho, it's Gibona
Mohushatwa.
I see the cleansing stream, I see. I see the place where you are washed.
Yeah.
It literally means
washed.
Now I get into the place of washing.
Yes.
The Lord Himself,
He's washing
He washes me.
Me.
Yeah. He washes me.
Yeah.
Yes, washes me.
Yes.
So it's like, it's the same word that you'd use for washing dishes or the same word you'd use for washing clothes.
Yeah.
Is the exact, you don't say I'm going to cleanse the dishes in English. In English, you say I'm going to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
But in Sesotho, the words are that literal. Yeah. It's the same exact
words. So you can't not.
You can see that the person, like when a person's going into baptism, it's a symbol of, it reminds you of your own sin. It reminds you of this,
the cleansing power of
Christ. But yeah, so, at the baptism, describe the atmosphere.
Oh my goodness. Now, after baptism, then we are on top. We're kind of like even more excited, right? The singing is even higher.
Yeah.
During the service itself,
yeah,
it's singing because normally, like in the place like Maseru, right?
Yeah.
There's a baptismal pool, but it's outside. So it has to be in the summer.
Uh-huh.
But it's lovely anyway, yeah. Right? Yeah. So when we finish, then we go inside. And when we go inside, the singing is just on top of the roof. It's like, that shouldn't end or that shouldn't finish. Because there's so much joy.
Yeah.
So much joy. Yeah. There's nothing like say, oh, we are so joyful. No, we don't talk it. We sing it.
Ah.
We don't talk joy. We sing joy.
Yeah.
When we sing from... You can tell everyone is not happy in saying happy.
Everyone is...
The happiness comes through. Exuding.
It's pouring out of the skin.
It's so here's a question.
Because you sort of, like... Dad said something earlier. He said, with regards to the boarding school, I wonder what the age range... I'm sure it's probably the same.
No, for Dad... Yeah. He says at Lower Gweru.
So what age
he had... Dad went to secondary school, went to secondary school, boarding, and he also went to university, Adventist University.
So the Adventist secondary school, what was the age?
The age is probably similar because it's about 7 to...
Yeah. And he said...
Slightly older.
He's in the shed. Anyway, so I only thought to record this now. Anyway, so he said there's no such thing as, basically people would not, imagine secondary school kids.
Yeah.
Oh, and imagine of them not wanting to miss the service.
You said secondary not school children? Talk about primary school. Remember when you were in primary school?
Yeah.
And then there would be a children's
day or a children's
day. It's kind of once a year.
Yeah.
And you want that to happen at least twice, at least three times.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell children to sing loud.
Yeah.
You'll tell them once.
Yeah.
And then they get their children's voices out.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing when they sing. Yeah. You're like... You've never had anything like that.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things when I came here. When you hear like, oh, today's Children's Day. You're like...
excited.
It's a high day.
Yeah.
Children's Day is a high day. So your first
Children's Day here, what are you expecting?
Oh.
Tell me what you're expecting before you say what happened.
I was expecting a lot of singing. Because the thing is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Children have, you know, they dress, there's a dress rehearsal. They dress
practice.
But if they're going to perform, they have their costumes.
Oh, okay.
And then you expect a lot from the costumes. Because there's nothing, not much costumes, right?
Yeah.
You use what you've got.
Yeah.
So when you see the costume, you're like, oh no, what's going to come out of the costume is marvelous.
Yeah.
And then until the program is finished, you haven't heard anything. And children are like, not children, children are like children. No. Back there, children are children.
Mm-hmm.
When you say sing, they are excited. They sing exuberantly. They sing like children would. You understand when I say children?
Yeah. So, like, say talking about younger people now. Say, like, I don't know, secondary school age to to young people.
Youth.
What was that like?
Youth is fantastic. Especially
would you ever have wanted to be a youth here? Would you have enjoyed youth here?
Enjoy being youth.
Okay, let me ask you a question differently.
Probably, yeah.
Would you wish that you, which experience would you wish that youth had? The experience that they have here or the experience that...
I think the experience, yeah, probably, I would say the experience is the same in the sense that, when I say it's the same, mm-hmm, in this aspect.
Okay.
Youth are people who kind of like get bored easily, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And in my youth, I mm-hmm know there are times when, especially even while I worked at myself, mm-hmm, I mean in Maluti, right?
Mm-hmm.
That times, some afternoons when mm-hmm there was no program, you mm-hmm feel it's boring.
When right? there was no program?
Yeah, okay. Because maybe I would say the students are sleeping, mm-hmm, or it's kind of like a Sabbath day, day of rest,
mm-hmm,
and maybe we don't go out that day because mm-hmm otherwise if the weather is, anyway, not the weather, but whenever maybe I would say mm-hmm the hospital administrator would maybe as he wished, he would kind of drive a truck,
mm-hmm,
and everyone is allowed to jump into a truck,
mm-hmm,
big truck, mm-hmm, open truck. And we all get into the truck. We'll see in the truck. He's going to park somewhere out of the hospital. I'll drive out of the compound, maybe towards some place where we can walk down to the river or to the fall and just have a nature walk. Mm-hmm. That's a nicely spent Sabbath afternoon, right?
Okay.
Of course, in the week, everyone is busy, yeah, right? But now come to, I would say, church times.
Yeah.
When everyone is there.
Yeah.
You can't say church will always be nice because the singing,
yeah,
when the services are there, there's a lot of singing, yeah, right? But then I'd say maybe at Malud, like I say, it's students, so yeah, they kind of like go to sleep in the afternoon because they've studied. They're students, so
yeah,
in the week they're working hard, so they're, yeah, looking forward to Sabbath rest and they're lying down in their beds.
Yeah.
In the evening, there'll probably be a movie, something like that,
yeah,
but wisely selected as well, mm-hmm, right? Selector,
mm-hmm,
so the principal tutor would mm-hmm have watched that, and of course what they kept, the films that are kept there mm-hmm already mm-hmm they've been selected,
yeah,
so it's nothing like okay, yeah, wrong ones,
yeah.
So but in Maseru now,
yeah,
right, the youth there, maybe I would say, which I kind of enjoy when I was a young adult,
yeah,
it's they're singing mostly because that's what brings them together.
Yeah.
After church, right?
Yeah.
They get their food. It's lunch at church mm-hmm because everyone comes from far and most of them, they don't drive maybe. Now it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But they come and then after church, then they, after eating, right? Mm-hmm. Then they decide. There's nothing like, okay, they plan their week ahead or 2-3 weeks ahead, planning what the afternoon program is going to be. It's kind of like, okay, what are we doing? Spontaneous, yeah, right? Yeah. We're going to the prison.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like having make an appointment. No, they just walk down to the prison, you know, and then they say, we're a youth from Adventist Church and we're here to sing and that kind of thing. Or sometimes they go to the hospital, mm-hmm, and there's nothing like making an appointment as well, of course. But then if they're not going anywhere, they're singing,
mm,
right? It's not like an organized kind of something. Oh, come on inside, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they just sometimes they're holding their plates. By the time they finish, everyone has got to finish because now you've got to join in the song, mm-hmm, right? And they start. That's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that okay. From that, we've got to go back and have AY, even if it wasn't there was no plan,
mm-hmm,
right? Then we've got to go back inside and have an AY. And we know that it's going to be fantastic.
Uh-huh.
How much practice? Well, they were after having their lunch. That's uh-huh when they had practice.
Uh-huh.
But when they sing, as a young adult sitting there, you want to stand up. You want to be part of this group because you don't want to miss it. It's just so great.
So question.
Really? Yes. And there was this song that they used to like singing a lot.
Oh, I know which one it is.
You know what it is?
I think I know. If it's Maseru.
Yes.
Okay. Someday we'll be gone.
Oh, is it that one? That's one of them. Yeah.
Is it that one? Count the. No, it wasn't that one. Da da da. Count the da da da.
No, not that one. Yeah, but it's something like that.
Oh. I feel like it. Joy, God's great joy, down in my soul, sweet, beautiful, sustain my soul, oh, joy. That's one of them.
In my soul.
Yeah, that's one of them, actually.
That's one of them, but I can't remember.
Joy. I say
joy.
Down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy.
When they say joy, they don't go like joy in the mouth. It's joy on the face, joy everywhere, joy in your soul.
Get my question.
Okay.
Say, what would happen? Say you're late for church. No, would you be late for church?
Church. Maybe you come during your figure bit from Sabbath school, so to speak. Yeah. But you don't want to come after that.
What happens when you... Okay. What would happen when the singing started?
When the singing starts, everyone wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
Your feet are lifting. You're rushing to go and join in the singing. Yeah. Because that's a highlight.
Yeah.
Right? If anything is kind of looks like it's going to die, there must be some music to prop it up, to lift it up. If they think, oh, okay, it's like the sermon is boring, right?
Yeah.
Whoever has a word, they'll come pass the word to another person, will pass the word to another person, so that in the end, there must be some music.
To lift. Mercy.
So, because we kind of knew, probably I would say, we know who is leading out music that day, and it doesn't have to be a team.
It can just be, what do you mean?
One person can lead a song. Yeah. And they don't have to sing loud. No. Because people are already singing.
Yeah.
If ever, right, like when we went, if ever the person will say, okay, I'm not hearing you. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
In fact, what happened when we were there, a lady just stood up and started singing a song. And the whole church joined in parts.
Yeah.
And the pastor was, I can see the pastor where he was sat. The pastor was sat at the front on the leftish
middle aisle. Pastor.
Young pastor.
And
I know that he was a singer when he was young. He started the song as well.
A young minister.
Started the song as well.
Because he's a musician.
Yeah. But what's crazy is you don't have to be a singer. Like when I'm saying this,
everyone is
like,
a singer.
Yeah, one, everyone's a singer. But two, people who don't sing enjoy music just the same.
I don't know who doesn't sing. Everybody's a singer, Alvin.
As in, like, you don't...
Like, in an Adventist church.
Yeah.
Everyone who grows up an Adventist is a singer by birth,
by default.
Yeah, by default. So, and then, those who are converted...
Yeah, they have
to become... It's not easy. Because it's not easy for them not to become singers. Because as soon as they come...
It's easy for them to become singers.
Yeah, because just not even only in the church.
The environment around.
Yeah, not just even in the church. Singing. Everywhere. In the schools.
Yeah.
For me, when I was young... Secondary school, used to go for choirs, competitions.
Yeah.
Where you have do some little moves. Oh.
Choreography.
Oh, you do some little moves.
Uh-huh.
Those are highlights.
You said highlights. Something interesting. You said there was no such thing as young people and children being outside. There's no such thing as a need to say, come inside.
No, because...
Why not?
Because of the music. We knew that if you want to keep young people together, music is the key.
And whatever, when you say music, what do you mean?
Singing. Congregational singing. Special items in between. Congregational singing, right? Everyone is going to... Because young people are musicians. They're singing. They have a natural interest
in music.
Natural interest of music, right? So in the afternoon, right, if there's a program, it must be intervalled by music in between. So you can't be outside. In the afternoon, everyone wants to come back because that's when the music is going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 11 o'clock, just 11 o'clock, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So it's not just in the morning.
No.
Nope.
Any no. service that
they in the have, afternoon,
there must be music.
In the afternoon now, it's kind of like youth kind of time.
Yeah.
Because then there's some choruses that they can stand up,
mm-hmm.
you know. When they stand up, it's not just standing up. It's because of
you
the
to,
rousing. You can't sing
but
and
no,
be seated
but mom,
at
you
the same
say that,
time.
You say that like in the morning services, you won't stand up.
No, you still stand up.
I remember when we were at Maseru,
I know.
Mom.
I know.
At Maseru, 2014 in Maseru. That song. Rie mi mona,
haritsi siye hiribata.
No.
It's high.
Rie mi mona, haritsi siye hiribata je sofela. Rie mi mona. Rie mi mona, hari si siye, hiri bata je, sofe. Rie mi mona, hari si siye, hiri bata je, sofe. Hare bate, manka pa man, hare bate, inka pa in. Ribata je sofela, haribati manka paman, haribati inkapai, ribata je sofela. Rie mi mona, hariti sinye, ribata je sofela. Rie mi mona, harisi siye, ribata je sofela. Haribati manka pama, haribati inkapai, ribata je sofela. Haribati manka pama, haribati inkapai, ribata je. Rie mi rie mi rie mi mona, hariti sinye ribata je sofela. Rie mi rie mi mona, hariti sinye ribata je sofela. Rie mi rie mi rie mi mona. Sofela, rie, rie mi mona, hariti siye, ribata je, sofela.
And remember that song that they sang as well.
Wait, you have to translate it because people won't know what this meant.
Okay.
It meant, what does it mean?
Standing.
We are standing here. Think, when the song, the translation would be to think of the tree planted by the river.
Yeah.
We are stood here.
Yeah.
We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We want Christ and Christ alone. And that's the whole song. We don't want this one or that. We don't want this person or that.
No.
We want Christ and Christ alone. That's the translation of the
and
song.
And there was another song that they said. Remember when they were collecting the offering?
You have
that
to remind me.
Song that when they were collecting the offering because they were building the church at the time. So, what is it? No, not that one. They sent that one, but there's this one that says, We are building
up the temple.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Ba ing and give
go home.
I can't remember the words.
Klohong
Basangkana means come young men.
Klohong Basangkana.
Katsang Barwetsana.
Barwetsana again.
Katsang, yeah.
Oh, who are Barwetsana?
Girls.
Calm young girls.
Yeah.
Building up the temple of the Lord.
Calm young men. Fill up. Add up onto the girls.
Yeah. Well, oh, add add to the numbers.
Yes. Yeah. Add to the numbers.
Building
up
the temple of the Lord.
Building up the temple, and it's sung by the church.
Yeah.
And then you hear when the young men go, it's something that kind of
explains. Yeah, you can't.
You're feeling it. When you are there, you don't understand. Even if you don't understand,
who went to South Africa.
Yeah.
I think there's a GYC in South Africa.
Right.
And when they came back, they were talking about the singing.
Several
friends who went to the
left.
Some of the, like, and they were talking about the music and the singing. And a lot of them came back singing the songs in the vernacular, in the language.
Yeah.
And you cannot help it. Because
that song is sung often. And you can tell that it means a lot. And even if you know it in English.
No need. I now realize why it is that for me, instruments seem like, I love instruments.
Yeah.
I mess around with some instruments. What's the word I usually use? I can't find this word. I dabble with some instruments. But I wouldn't say I'm a great player. I don't play much. But also, if there were no instruments, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's because of the voice is everything.
Yeah.
Like music, when there's a concert, it'll be one or two people who come with a backing track. The concert will be voices.
Voices. The concert that we went to that next to when you were younger.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I remember.
We still have the video of it, and we're like, okay, even children can enjoy this thing.
Yeah.
Children can
enjoy
this.
And you go there
thing.
And you go to enjoy to move and because it's not in church. Like there's a difference. Yeah. At church you can stand and you sing with passion and you don't sing still.
Yeah, they're not much clapping as well.
There's not real clapping. It's not necessary. No, the voice is clapped.
It's not necessary.
But like at a concert is a different story.
Yeah, that's a different
concert
story.
Is a celebration. It's like a wedding. A concert's like a wedding. You go there. It's a party.
It's like a wedding. You can say that again.
It's like a wedding. A concert.
It's like a wedding. And what do you mean by a wedding?
A wedding is like everything.
For instance, in church,
you're
just waiting to be outside and then you celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You celebrate
the wedding.
Because I kind of like, because when you attend weddings, right?
Yeah.
Come out of church and people are like excited. Maybe after the music, the last music where the bride and the groom are marching out.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, takes you up. When you get outside, you're dumped. When you get outside, you're like, it's like the wedding has finished. That kind of like, I thought to myself,
what is it like at home? Because I can't remember.
When you come outside.
Yeah. It's only beginning.
Normally, there's an organized kind of singing for the wedding.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's one of the weddings or of my friends who is here now was kind of like the police. You know the police?
Yeah.
With their, they play their instruments.
Like a brass band.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The whole village.
Yeah. The police brass band.
The police!
And at the funeral,
in the whole village,
there's a gun firing if there's an officer.
Yeah. And the police will do their thing, right?
Yeah.
But at the wedding, there'll be that kind of a band.
Yeah. And the whole village comes to the wedding, whether invited or not.
Everyone is invited.
Everyone
is invited. Yeah. They'll send out cards because probably people with cards, they'll bring gifts.
Yeah.
The rest of the people are coming to celebrate and eat.
Yeah.
Hey, so now at the wedding,
that's
where they have organized singers, right?
Yeah.
When church is finished,
yeah,
Like when I say when the officiating is finished and they march out, yeah. it's not like the end of yeah. the wedding, like I've seen it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Out there, when there's an organized singing group,
yeah.
when you get outside, it's another celebration.
Yeah.
Of its kind, of its own kind.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
A celebration from its own kind. And you're like, that's the start now. That's the start of celebration. Because right. at church, you are like, what do you call it?
Proper.
Yeah, yeah, you're prim and proper in church, right?
You can't, you're reverent.
Yeah, you're reverent. You're
yeah.
reverent.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk out, in yeah. fact, people will be rushing to be outside now.
Oh, okay?
Because outside, that's when things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's
dancing.
Celebration, there's dancing. There's no wedding without dancing.
Yeah.
Right? It's
everyone.
Dancing. Everybody. Everybody's
even
excited.
Even the minister, the pastor.
Everybody. Of course, the pastor will probably be, you know, he's depending on who they are.
Yeah, or the age.
Of the age yeah. as well. But yeah. everyone else, you can't be, it's celebration.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
And you know, that's what I think, part of what I think is, I wish, and maybe, I don't know.
When you get home. Maybe
if such things happened, if here, I think what's happened is, we have removed all celebration. So there's nowhere and there's no time, I think anyway, for young people to just celebrate in a nice way. And the thing about celebrating that would happen in back there, I don't want to say back home, but that would happen there in the city, is like everyone is involved in that celebration. Yeah. Adults yeah. from... Yeah. So there's nothing wrong or it's not... there's nothing salacious or taboo or
no.
It's everyone.
Because
even
the dancing.
Yeah.
It's not
unholy.
Yeah, it's not unholy. And it's not like the dirty kind of a dance.
Yeah. yeah.
It's an acceptable kind of dance for that particular
for that
something.
Occasion, yeah.
Because there's a dance for every celebration, yeah. right? Yeah. Only where there's no dance is probably a funeral right? Yeah. But there's a dance after war, mm-hmm. there's a dance after what?
Mm-hmm.
It's according to, mm-hmm. you know, the celebration, whatever they're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So now, after you leave church now, okay,
mm-hmm.
maybe I would say the bride and the groom and the best of them people will go and take pictures somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
While they're taking pictures somewhere,
people are singing.
The organized group, because maybe outside church,
mm-hmm.
the organized group normally is waiting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because while other people are at church,
mm-hmm.
there are already people at home waiting for the bridegroom to come back from church,
mm-hmm.
depending on where church is, because some people cannot, you know, travel without cars or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're waiting and they're being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, you have to find a space to stand,
mm-hmm.
not to sit. Because if you sit, you won't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of standing a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
then that's where they will kind of, I would say a traditional kind of a wedding will have accordion.
Oh, an accordion.
Oh,
the
my
instrument,
goodness.
The accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah.
Oh. What does it say?
Like in a sutra style.
In a sutra style, yeah, mate. Yeah. Alright? And they have their own movements there. Because they have practiced.
Yeah.
There they would have practiced for the whole month preparing for the wedding, maybe every day, right? So they're dressed the same, maybe it's trainers, one color skirt, one color whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they will dance. This man will just be playing the accordion.
Playing the accordion.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. You have to find one.
I'll find an example of... Oh, you find an example.
I'll find an example.
Yeah.
And then you, the whole lot of people, right?
The gathering.
You can't. Sometimes you join in.
Yeah.
Or you, if
everyone's
you can't,
doing it on the outskirts.
Everyone is doing on the outskirts. You're like,
everyone
you've never seen anything like this. It's a wedding day. It's a wedding day at some point. Because with the instrument, they won't be singing. They're just dancing. And they have, it's like, what is it? How long? It's like they have different moves, and then every song with this instrument, with this accordion, right? They dance to that.
Different
dances.
So different choreography, basically.
Oh my goodness! And you watch those things; they are brilliantly done, and they turn, and they go down, and they go up, and then later, then. Maybe the accordion will stop a bit, and then they sing with their voices.
Mm-hmm.
Now singing about the
the bride and the groom.
The bride and the groom,
mm-hmm.
maybe using their names.
Mm-hmm.
And then that we join in. It's kind of like, it's jubilation, mate. It's okay. Jubilation, mate.
Okay. So
and
so
then how do you know, the even people who didn't know where the wedding is, right?
They know because by now.
They know by now, right?
They've heard
even
it.
Even before, yeah. How they do it when there's going to be a wedding. 3 weeks before, mm. when the wedding, they start announcing at church and say, mm. if anyone has anything to stop this wedding from going ahead, they say that three weeks before.
Wow.
Yeah. So they say, you come up, mm-hmm. or after the wedding, then they say, forever hold your peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's done. Yeah. Yeah. So that they don't show up and say, you've taken my wife. No, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. announced 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. So, and the girls, normally,
mm-hmm.
there's a white, tall flag.
Oh, at the brides.
At the brides.
Oh, at the bride.
Yeah, yeah, the girls, yeah. Is it one or two? But it's normally there for 3 full weeks
mm-hmm.
going up. It's on a white stick. And a white pole,
yeah.
And then the cloth is white, yeah. The flag is white,
right.
And even a passer knows that there's a wedding there coming up.
Yeah.
So if you don't know where you're going, you just look. You're looking for a flag, and then you see the white flag, and then you go there. So it starts. It's,
wow.
So it's just like celebration. It's fantastic.
What would you say? In fact, not just for young people, but anyone. How do we get that experience? Because like every now and then, when I think of it, I'm like, to book a flight to go all the way to Lesotho just to experience that again. I would do it, but how we have to have that experience here. What is it that brings singing like that? What would you say, what do you wish would be different? And what do you... to almost wrap up, what do you wish would be different? What do you wish? How can we bring about such singing here?
Probably for people to understand that singing is not a, shall I say, because unless you know why you're singing, you just, I don't know, put life to it. Okay. I don't know what you tell people, because unless you know what, because for me, I know what singing is. Mm-hmm. When I say I know what singing is, I know what to expect, right? Mm-hmm. So for people who have never experienced it, they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, they don't, not even know, even when you're telling them that that's not singing, they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they...
because probably they've never seen it,
yeah, right? Okay.
So for you to know what I'm talking about is for you to sing, I mean, to see it for yourself, to experience it.
Yeah.
Because then nobody would have to tell you anything after that.
Yeah.
I won't preach after that. I kind of like finished. You know, job done.
There are pockets and moments where even in my own church or in our own church or where there have been such moments.
Yeah.
And I never know, like, and that will be a moment. Yeah. And you think, okay,
that
was
good.
A moment. Yeah, and that was good. Exceptional.
Yeah.
But imagine if that moment was every Sabbath. And I ask myself, what would it have been about that particular Sabbath that would have made that moment in church so joyous, and people to sing so truthfully and to sing as though they believed what it was that they were singing. They believe the gospel that they're singing about. They believe in the power of the Christ that they're singing about.
Mm-hmm.
What would make us, like, I don't know. I always ask myself, it's as though we're singing of a dead God.
I know.
What would make us... And I know that it seems like maybe I'm thinking too much about it or labouring on the point of singing. But when I think about it, I think, goodness gracious me, the amount of people who would have been ministered to and who would have come to those churches in Lesotho just because of the sound of the singing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't exclusive, I don't think, to the Adventist church. Although...
one thing that they like, people, right?
Yeah.
It will be the fact that the songs that we sing as Adventists have a different
deep
message.
Yeah, they are, and they are deep.
So they've never heard them before.
Yeah. So other churches, what would it be like?
It was quite different.
Chorusy and
It's quite different. It's quite, okay, different. Quite different. It's a different.
Give me an example of it.
It's a different kettle of fish there.
Give me an example because I can't think of one.
It's kind of like solemn kind of singing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh! Hold on, stop a second.
So, there.
Kind of like they are like. Because, should I say, different churches have different music.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Catholics.
Yeah.
I don't know if they sing, but they have this kind of like. Ooh,
oh, liturgy. Like,
yeah, well, that kind of a thing.
Not even liturgy, almost Gregorian-y chant.
Yeah. So they can't sing.
Domine in gloria in excelsis Deo. This bit might not go.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It might not be.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or it might not be in it but it will be in there. But so like Catholicism,
so
it
they
might
sing
be
like
a lot
that?
More Gregorian.
Yeah,
in its
so
style.
I don't know what that is called.
Okay.
And then the other denominations, maybe a bit of, they use, you know. Those things. That kind of a thing. So. That's their type of music. It's kind of like that's their style.
Yeah.
So we know that, okay, that's for that church.
Yeah.
Right? So that's
it's almost like each denomination has their own recognizable style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Catholics, that's their church.
Yeah.
That's their song. And what is it?
Way of singing.
Yeah.
Pentecostal.
For
the Church of France.
What is it?
That's kind of
like, yeah.
The Church of
whatever, yeah. That church,
yeah.
Theirs is a bit hymns, you know, most of the hymns, they sing most of the hymns.
That we say.
Yeah, awesome. But then a bit lower kind of, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More mellow.
Yeah, more mellow.
So what
because
you're
in
is,
those, in that church as well, or in those churches, there's no youth. Youth don't go to church there, or they're not part of the congregation, right? So the Adventist has everybody in it.
Youth,
young children, and everybody from young to old. So those churches, you find that there's one man and 15 women.
Oh my God!
Right. So the man is the one going like that.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one. And even in this one, the one that says it's the French one, whatever it's called, I don't remember what it's called. I don't know.
Yeah.
That one is probably two men, Marx, and the whole of women.
Yeah.
20 women or more.
Yeah.
Right,
wow.
So the others then
it's
more balanced. Men are still fewer,
but
it's a lot more balanced. Yeah, a lot more balanced. And then Pentecostal, those are the latest ones. So there's a lot of clapping and a lot of shouting and a lot of, you know,
everything
their style.
Yeah.
So which is why everyone has their own style.
Yeah.
So when you bring the other style, they're like, hey,
yeah.
This is not our style.
Is,
you know, we know exactly where this style is coming from.
Yeah.
So everyone's got their style. So, so like maybe coming back to the question, I'd say you have to know.
Yeah.
Or you have to have a passion. That's, you just have to tell yourself that because I'm doing this and
how do we develop that passion? How do we develop that passion?
Like maybe having a knowing why you're doing it for, or you're doing it,
I personally think it has to do with,
but then
having a personal relationship.
My question is, are those people having more relationship than these ones here?
The people in the city?
Yeah. Or do they know that
are people like
singing
in Uganda
is singing, right? Because there's time.
We're talking about Lesotho, I've just realised it's not Lesotho alone. I can't say Lesotho. I should say it's really Africa.
Yeah.
Music and Africa.
There are some countries that are kind of like outstanding in their singing.
Yeah.
There are some countries that you don't even know that they exist.
Yeah.
Because they can't sing, you know. It's kind of like, yeah, so to speak. Because like, for instance, the ones that, the group that we're watching.
Just now from Uganda.
No, from Rwanda.
Oh, Rwanda.
Yeah.
Oh,
they are singers.
They sing. Yeah,
they are singers. They sing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like some drops here and there. Of course, not that they, some of them, not that they can't sing completely, but in our country, I should say, almost everyone should sing. Everyone sings.
Yeah.
Because first of all, they ask, what part do you fall in? What part do you sing?
Oh, yeah. They ask you, do you sing bass?
Bass parts.
Yeah.
From A, bass from primary school. And primary school, you usually have like singing and the singing part. Yeah. And it wasn't like, okay, like the notes, singing notes.
Mm.
It's just like sopranos.
This is what you're singing.
This is what you're singing. Altos. And it's not hard for them to learn that because everyone, it's like they actually know where they fit in.
Yeah, they just know that.
They just know that I'm an alto.
Yeah.
You've got a deeper voice, a woman, you're an alto.
Yeah.
A sharper voice, man, you're a tenor.
Yeah.
A deeper voice, you're a man, you're a bass.
Yeah.
So the practice is, okay, sopranos, this is how you go. And of course, there'll be some bits
to flower it up. Yeah.
There's some people who come with the flowering. And that flowering will come even on the concert where even though you're doing the same move, one will flower it and then it's like, woo-ha. And then the thing is as well, when people sing, right? Yeah. When I say those flowerings, what people who are at the concert and you're watching, right? Yeah. Those who are coming to the concert and then there's this flowering, the audience, right? Yeah. The flowering. They don't just look at it and just marvel at it with, you know,
blank face.
It's like a clap or a something.
They know what's going on. They recognizable.
There's a lot of appreciation.
Yeah.
Just as much as if you don't sing, they'll just say
they'll say it. Oh,
this is
boring.
They'll tell you so that while you are there and you're wasting your time, you just know that you're wasting their time as well. So they'll tell you. Even if you are a musician, you sang alone or as a group, when you finish, they'll tell you exactly that. That was what happened to you today. There's nothing like everything it was. Oh, it was well done. Because you don't know when you've well done and when you haven't well done.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you exactly.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. They're very honest people.
My people are very honest. My husband always says that. He says, your people, I don't understand them. We tell you exactly what
we're in the car.
And we're not judging.
In 2014.
And we don't consider that judging, by the way.
Yeah, it's honesty.
We just tell you what we've seen.
Yeah.
If you have sang and we thought you were out of tune, they will tell you.
They will tell you you were out of tune.
Oh, that was so much out of tune. Okay.
And you won't even be offended.
They'll say, can you go and correct it? Can you do something else to go fix it up? And you have to make sure that you go do better. So performance is important, right?
Yeah.
Which is why even people, they're not doing something right, they're not singing properly. We just say, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then you know.
I remember the group starting again. You start.
I remember at the at the funeral.
Yeah.
We used to sing as a trio, right?
Yeah.
We worked together in the school that I was in, Eastern Cape, right?
Yeah.
So we used to sing together there as a trio.
Yeah.
And then here we meet. Yeah. We didn't think that we were going to meet at this funeral of the president. And then we decided we're going to sing.
Of what
president? Conference president. Yeah.
The church conference.
Yeah,
okay.
We didn't know that we were going to sing. Yeah. There we are. We meet. Yeah. We just decided, let's sing. Right?
Uh-huh.
A hymn song.
Mm-hmm.
But then the way it was arranged, so complicated. And we haven't met for about a year or two or three, right? Then we meet, we decide to sing this song.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, oh, Lord, have mercy. And then the person, the soprano, will sing, maybe I would say the first four lines before the other ones join. By the time we join, the song has gone wrong. And she starts. And then by the time we're supposed to join, the song has gone wrong. Until we're told, okay, guys, we don't have the time. Okay? And we couldn't sing it. And we thought it would have come out so right because we know how good the song was.
Yeah.
But we didn't sing it.
Yeah.
Right? And we felt so embarrassed though. I thought to myself, why did you do it? We should have done another song. But we used to sing those complicated songs. If it's a hymn song, it would have so much
intricacy.
Intricacies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sing that one later.
What song? Do you know the song?
Yeah, another song. It's My Jesus, I love. So you don't sing. It's just the soprano.
Oh, so good.
Okay. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. That's the soprano to finish their part. And then the second person goes.
Solo.
Solo. And then I'm going to join on the last one. But I never got to join. We never finished. So you understand, I'm going to join on the third stanza. So they were like, how come you didn't sing? I said, no, my time has come. But we had finished. We had taken off the stage. Oh, I was like, oh my goodness.
That's funny.
Oh dear. Yeah. But when it's complete, then, because the soprano will go, in
mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright.
What?
I'll sing with a glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll sing with a crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
It had to be a trio. Because
there were other parts going on underneath. What would your last word be?
Alto. My last word is enjoy the music. Sing. When you say you're going to sing, sing. Enjoy yourself, even if everyone else is not. Because if everyone would sing that way, then it would be a whole lot of people singing for the same purpose of singing. Sing why and know why you're singing.
Why do you sing?
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
Seriously, why do you sing?
I sing because I like music, I think. I like music and I like singing.
Why do you
to
like
God, it? Right? Because okay. I know it lifts my spirit up.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
It lifts my spirit up. And probably I'd say sometimes I'm just impressed. Something was going on in my mind because probably from the word of God, something had just, you know, come up in my mind while I'm meditating. And then in the meditation a song comes. Then I'll be singing that song. Sometimes I'll be singing that song all day long. Or for hours. One song.
One song. Oh, dear.
Yes.
I know.
So, I sing because it's good for the soul. It lifts your spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
You forget the situation in which you're in.
Like right, okay, so right now...
And you sing because you praise God. A lot of people are...
Quarantine is what's happening. A lot of people for a lot for quite for weeks now.
Yeah.
We've been in this weird world. Would you say that singing would help? People should just sing, not just listen to music, but sing.
Yeah, singing is good. Because, like I say, you don't do it for somebody. It's more than doing it for someone. Because I would say even if you sing for God, God will appreciate when you sing for him, yes. But the things that we do for God benefit us more than they benefit him. So singing benefits you, the singer, right?
Keeping God's law benefits us more than it benefits.
Yeah, everything well, that God asks say that, us to do.
It's for our benefit.
Yeah, God, we benefit.
As well as for his pleasure. But yeah. It's for all, it also, it's not like he's asking us to do it for no reason.
Yeah.
Or.
But you know, in the end, we are the fallen nature who are the one who need that more than he does. Yeah. He's sitting on his throne, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't need you to sing to make him feel somehow.
Yeah.
He's already sitting on his throne, right? So when you're singing, you're trying to, you know, probably come up to him.
Yeah, he'll elevate.
Yeah.
He will elevate our spirit.
Elevate our spirit, so.
Our mood.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So, singing is good for the soul.
Singing is good for the soul.
All this was recorded.
Yeah.
All this.
A whole hour's worth.
Thank you for listening to the After Sundown podcast. You can tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, and Google. Like, share, and subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram. Join us for conversations about real issues, for deep discussions about life, the Bible, and God. Join us after sundown. You can't afford to miss.